Introduce yourself.
I'm Joe Duncan.
Melissa Peake.
Melissa, who are we talking about?
Well, we're here on behalf of the Princeton Art Guild.
We love our guild, and you guys have already had a great year just starting off.
We have. Yeah, we've had a good year. Lots of children's classes already and a couple of wonderful exhibits we've had in-house this year already. We had a Mary L. Jones watercolor artist exhibit. This was an honor of her. So the family donated those pieces, and we had that show and sold those pieces, and soon to have a watercolor class out of that. So we just had Debbie French in.
I
love her.
Her show was killer.
That woman is crazy good.
We had the Wild Things show in.
There was an announcement that you made online. I about fell off my stool.
They did. I had lots of calls and texts, and I did. What I had announced is that it was time for me to pass the torch to someone else. To look after and the arts as far as downtown and the Princeton Art Guild. So I'm retiring from the Princeton Art Guild.
Now, as much as that breaks my heart, we have loved the things that you've done. I can't tell you how I've enjoyed you being in here and talking about everything. Favorite memory?
Well, I don't have a favorite memory. I thought about that. I thought you might ask me. I was even afraid you might ask me my favorite exhibit of the show. And
I wasn't going to do that to you.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite because there were so many great ones. And I'm glad you have me here this morning to talk about that. I've been there almost 11 years. So I have lots of gallery shows that I've seen throughout the years. And, of course, our children's classes have built up amazing. They've gotten so big there. And thanks to Gloria and Emily and the ones past. We had other instructors in the past on my time there. And I just wanted to tell everyone how much I thank everyone for their support at the Art Guild. And they've given me as the director there and the Guild House, you know, through our artisan festivals we used to have. Yeah. People would come out, our singer-songwriter series. You know, we've had our open-air markets. Art on Main, one of the biggest events that we have that you and I love to talk about.
Love that.
We do, and they support our makers when they come out and buy things from that. I just want to say I appreciate that to the entire community for all of those things. We've had jazz on the lawn at Adsmore. I mean, there's so many events that people have come out and supported us and me, and I appreciate that so much. Gosh, I think gallery shows, I think I've done 55 solo shows, and that's not including any of the community art shows and the Watercolor Artist Guild. I mean, they've had, 14 to 16 artists in those. I didn't even count those.
You've had some well-known artists, too.
We have. I mean, we've had, as far as Portland, Oregon, you know, Cedar Lee did a show for me. I just reached out to her and asked her years ago, 2017, I guess, was for the solar eclipse. She did 11 pieces, art by Cedar. If I, you know, she's doing things, I'll still share it to this day.
Well, and different ones, too.
Different,
like, I've got some pottery. There's my mug
right
there. Oh,
yeah, that's Ms. Julie Jones for Dominique, Kentucky.
So some different types of media, too. It hasn't just been a painting.
We had Matt Large all the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan, you know, and he had very large, big pieces. But, yeah, I'm not just trying to single anybody out because everyone's been good. So many local artists, too. I've only had a few that were further away, you know, with, like, Portland or Grand Rapids. I think I mentioned those just because even here in downtown Princeton, we had artists that, you know, wanted to be in our gallery.
I mean, it starts so much for kids. It really does. Yeah. And I know that he works with her all the time. You guys are always doing stuff. And that's, you know, it's so cool. It's an outlet for so many kids and adults. So you may think it's a craft and nobody likes it, but maybe it's art. Maybe it's art.
Well, it's also like when you're around kids doing art or doing art with kids or whatever, it's funny how much like their interaction with it can like reinvigorate your own sort of creative impulses and stuff, because you really like get this kind of unfiltered, you know, magic of what it is to do all that through them. And I find that when I'm working with her on stuff and like the children's program, you probably feel that too. Like you see that just unbridled, you know, excitement that they have about art. That's neat.
So you've got a big announcement too, young man. So let's make an announcement.
She's passing the torch.
I'm passing the torch to Joe.
And I'm going to pick it up. Yeah, I'm going to pick it up. And I'm really excited, a little overwhelmed. I was already, from the outside looking in, I already had some idea of the insane amount of work that Melissa does over the past couple of weeks. She's been peeling back the curtain even further for me, and I am even more overwhelmed. But it's exciting. You know, it's exciting to get into it. I only say that to just reinforce. I think everybody recognizes and appreciates, but just to point it out, just the amount of, I mean, it's, you know, if somebody, when I moved here, I've told Amanda this as we've been going through this, that when the year we moved here, if I had been stepping into that job and someone said, you have to do a solo show in this space every 2 months, always, I would have said, that is unrealistic and cannot happen. That's not the area we're in. And just that alone, which is really a small slice of what you do, you know, is incredible that she's been able to sustain that and whatever. So I'm very excited. The board and you have built something really special in the community there. And I feel very honored to be trusted to step into that space and continue y'all's work.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, as much as I'm sad to see her hang that jacket up or hang that hat up, right. I'm so excited that you and Cora are going to be. I'm telling you, because you come as a pair.
Yeah.
Are you planning kids programming? What are you planning to do with all of that?
Yeah, so, I mean, initially, I think all of my focus is just to sustain and continue everything as it's been going there so I can learn it. You know, I think it's not good to come in and try to, I don't really think my mind is on changing a lot of things in the first place, but I don't think it's smart to come in and go, oh, okay, we're going to, you know, move everything around. I think a lot of it is just going to be, I met Emily Freeman the other day, and I haven't met Gloria yet, but I kind of know her through Steph's Neighborhood and stuff like that. So I think just getting used to the rhythms of the place and really, you know, trying to make sure that it, you know, is remains recognizable and doing the things that everybody expects it to do will be my upfront work. And then as I get more comfortable, you know, then maybe I'll feel more comfortable putting my stamp on it. But, you know, it's I think of the Guild as the communities, not necessarily ours. I think the board and Melissa and now me are really more facilitators and stewards of that space and look at it. You know,
it's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, like the library or something like that. You know, it belongs to everybody, and I think that's what my focus will be, is continuing the work that they've done a good job of building, of just leaving that open to everybody. So,
do you have a show that you got your eye on?
We just hung Christy Sisk. We're kind of in the middle of finishing. We got some very minor finishing touches to do on that one, and it's incredible. I talked to her on the phone the other day about a couple of things. She does watercolor, but she does it on canvas, which I told her I was like, I've been in the art scene for, I thought I had seen everything, and I genuinely don't know that I've ever.
Doesn't that bleed?
It is a really particular, yes, it's very, I would compare it to like pastels. When you do pastel on paper, they stay active, you know, very easy to reactivate. And, but we talked about just her process and, you know, those kind of things. And I just think she's self-taught. And I was telling her that, you know, sometimes the things about being being a formally trained artist is that you've been given all these rules and you follow those rules. You don't know not to follow those rules.
Right.
And when somebody is self-taught, they don't know those rules and they break rules in the most wonderful ways. And that's what her work is. It has such a particular quality to it. And it's just really, really, I told her that. I was like, if you'd been formally trained, you probably never would have even tried to paint this way. And we would have been robbed of this really cool work that you've done. I'm really excited for people to see that show. I know a lot of people around know her. You know, she's a local artist. And really just a wonderful person. That's all of my focus. I haven't really been able to think a whole lot past then. There's definitely other things in the pipeline down there, but that's the one that all my focus has
I'm
been
excited.
On.
I'm excited. So Joe Duncan, our new director for the Art Guild.
We're putting an ankle monitor on Melissa so that she doesn't go too far. That's at least for the first few months, I'm going to make sure I know where she is at all moments.
I think she needs to just stay around for a while. Like, you and your man there are uber talented.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Have you got shows coming up that you guys are going to join in?
No, he's not doing those really anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, he
So you just have to go to the guild and try to find some things, right?
You know what? If anybody's looking for any of his pendants, he sure has sold a lot around. I'm actually going to take those home out of the guild, and he's pretty much just call us, because that's the last ones he's made, and we'll get you one. But after they're gone, he's sold all of his rock.
So what does retirement look like for you?
A couple of months of doing some renovations around the house, much needed maintenance around the house. And then we'll see. Just say, too, how proud I am to pass that torch to Joe, because I think he's perfect for the position as well. And we had a lot of good applicants. We really did. Every single one of them. But I feel like Joe is going to do a wonderful job for the Princeton Art Guild.
I'll tell you, he's probably, other than you, is probably one of the most artsy people I know. And I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah.
You've done stuff down at the Java table and bring something different to people that maybe they haven't ever tried. Would you think about maybe doing some stuff?
Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, I think my head has been the most about. I have a friend in Dallas, and we do still we call them art dates, and we get on like a Zoom, and we just work on nothing particular, just whatever we're working on, and we just hang out and talk. And I think a lot about that, of just like, one of the things she said to me is that, you know, it's not the art isn't really like something you're supposed to get good at. It's a human behavior. Like birds don't go professional at chirping; they just chirp, you know. And there's something in humans that are creative. So I think I want to look at ways to, do programming and draw. You know, in this area, people are very proud of and support trades. And I think people maybe don't always see how much of a trade art is. And, you know, so in carpentry and stuff, where you talk about, regulations and measurements, you know, in art, you're talking about proportions and technique. But we're talking about the same thing. It's the it's the training. We're talking about the pride in making something with your hands and, why that's meaningful and how that's meaningful. But also, sometimes it's just fun to get together and fail together doing something, you know what I mean? And like the conversation you have around it. So I think that's, I'm looking for ways to continue the program we have, but expand the programming in that kind of what they call like K to gray mentality, where you're, bringing in some adult things too and helping people look at, there's also a designer that has a story that I really like about an English artist whose dad was an electrician, and he went out on a call with him when he was a kid, and he rewired this box, and when they were getting done, he reached inside the box and he signed it. And the guy, he said, "Why do you write your name on the inside of the boxes when you're done?" And he said, "Because artists sign their work." And I think, finding ways to connect with people, that art is something probably, it's more than painting. We enjoy painting, but it's broader than that. And finding ways to connect with people about the ways that art is already in their life and how we can connect to that and use it, I always say art isn't essential, but it's necessary. Right. It's life is more than just about survival and creativity, and figuring out ways to help people get in touch with that in ways that are relevant to their life makes a richer life.
So, and if want to get a hold of you or they say, "Hey, I got something."
Yeah, yeah.
How do we do that?
Right now, it's pretty much everything's the same as it would be. They can go on the Facebook. There's the contact information. There's a updated contact form on the new website that they're welcome to do. And as I fully take over this week, I'll probably get all that transferred to, I'll have things going to my direct phone and all that. But it'll be the same as it is right
now.
And
the hours?
Now, this week, I'll still be there tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. Those are my last days. I have three more days inside the guild, 11 to 2.
The plan is that they'll stay the same. There may be a little shuffling around right at the beginning of the switch, but all that'll be communicated on the Facebook page and everything. But yeah, for the foreseeable future, it's just 11 to 2, Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, and if you're looking for the guild,
Tuesday through Friday. Yeah, sorry.
It's very easy to find downtown. If you pass the courthouse, it's there on your left, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.